Hey, this is Sabrina Gordon. I'm back with another episode. I'm sorry it took me so long. It's just that I had some stuff going on that I'll explain in a later season or topic. Anyway, I was looking on YouTube for some ideas, and there was one I came across. Now, there are some people on the radio that will talk about anything else, from domestic violence to murder to rape and all those things. But there's one topic down there that most people don't want to talk about, and that's child abuse. I was watching this movie on YouTube about a little girl who was killed in the 60s. Her name is Sylvia Likens. Very pretty girl. She was born in 1949 to parents Betty and Lester Likens. She was born between two sets of twins. She was friends with Banaszewski, the oldest daughter of Gertrude Banaszewski, and Ernie McGuire. They were all hanging out and playing together and stuff like that. And then between 1965, all that has changed. Sylvia Likens and her sister Jenny, who was a polio victim at the time, was abused terribly. Jenny got a little bit of abuse. And 1940 relationships. Nobody didn't want to be with her. Gertrude was described as a asthmatic, depressed, and reached to a breaking point type of woman. She was called Mrs. Wright at the time. She kind of young, low, old look about her. And she felt like no one didn't care. Well, according to kids in the neighborhood and even her own children, she was beating Sylvia like constantly, every single day, her own Paul Gold. But what I really blame is Sylvia's parents. Well, I really don't blame her mom all that much, because she was in that jail throughout most of baby Sylvia's life, so I'm not really worried about her mother at the point. But her dad, she went and checked on her and her sister. He should have checked on his kids. But when you don't listen to your gut and listen to your instincts, you never know what the hell is going to happen to you. You're just going by what other people are saying. Anyway, he promised Gertrude he would give her $20 a week for taking care of his daughters. 1 week, the pain was late. She finally got the money. Instead of her just being fucking grateful like she's supposed to be, she decided to make the girls bend over chairs, and she would beat them like they ain't got a damn sense. I mean, just beating them constantly. And instead of the children stopping her and defending the two girls, they decided to just sit there and do nothing. Then, all the abuse was directed towards Sylvia. This is the biggest thing that pisses me off about so-called, about these abusive mothers. This is what kills me about them. First of all, you're that fucking angry. Do everybody else and yourself a favor. Go to a damn gym and box the shit out and just beat the shit out of a damn punching bag. Just beat the fuck out of it. I mean, just beat it until you don't have anything else left in you. Just keep beating it. Don't sit up here and beat a child because you feel superior. Now me, I'm anti-child abuse. I'm against the abuse of a child. I don't give a damn how bad a child is or the slick mouth you got. If the child is bad or they got a slick mouth, either just put them in punishment or give them back to the state if they're not yours. Don't take your anger out on a child because you feel like you can't. Now, like I said, I blame their father for this. That's what I blame, because he should have checked on it. And I really blame their older sister, Diana. I really blame her. She came from the first set of twins. Her and Daniela, who was the oldest out of the family, he really didn't know what was going on. So I really don't blame the other siblings for this. But I do blame Lester Likens and Diana Likens. I blame both of them. Because if your sisters are having bruises on them, busted lips, black eyes, and stupid shit carved on their damn stomach, isn't it your duty as a sister to feel in your gut that something's up? The minute they told you that something was going on with them, you should have took in that and took yourself to the police. Nobody reported the abuse. Nobody didn't say nothing or whatever because they're afraid Gertrude might do something. First of all, Gertrude won't go do a damn thing. That's what they should have did. I would have snitched anyway if that was me. I'm not feeling that a child be abused because, I figured if Gertie was gonna beat me, if Gertie was beating Sylvia, she was gonna do the same thing to me. No, fuck that. I wish I was born in the 60s. Because I was raised around that time, snitching time, I would have snitched. If somebody had the balls to get up and say something about the crime that was committed in the neighborhood later on in the day or whatever. When you're a woman enough and have the balls to fucking say something, don't diss what they're saying. Don't diss your gut and your instinct because they said something to you. Screw the threats. Say something anyway. And let me point this out a bit, and if it's people about this. If you see a child being abused or a woman being abused by her husband, fiance, whatever, even if you see a man being abused, say something. Don't be a bystander. Don't stand there and watch what's going on. Say something. Just like I told you about the Tracy Thurman story. She tried to tell the cops what's going on with her. They didn't fucking believe her. And now look at her. She's paralyzed and scarred for life. Because her punk-ass ex-husband won't leave her the fuck alone. Y'all draw your own conclusion with that one and see what y'all can dig up. Going back to the Sylvia Likens story. They starved her. And it kept her dehydrated for months. Sylvia was a very beautiful girl. She was very pretty. She was a virgin. She didn't mess around with no boys. All she was married to was her studies and taking care of her sister. That's the only thing she was married to. And that's a good thing back then. That was a good thing back then. But Paula and Gertrude decided to listen to the rumors that Sylvia said something, but she knows she didn't. We all know this. Sylvia Marie Likens was treated like bullshit. She was treated like shit. They threw her down the stairs like she was a damn dish rag. First of all, you don't keep nobody in the basement for months on end and not fucking feeding them. She was burned over 100 times with cigarettes and matches. They carved, "I'm a prostitute and I'm proud of it," on her stomach. Like I said, if that was me, Gertie's ass would have been dead because I would have killed the bitch. And that's just me, Avi. There wouldn't have been no such fucking thing as a damn child because I would have told the cops what the fuck I did. You're not going to hurt me, you think you're going to get away with it. No, bitch. Now, tell me what y'all think because these next few times, if they say this. Sylvia was denied food and water for those next few years. She told her to take a Coca-Cola bottle and stick it up her damn vagina. Gertrude kicked it in her so hard it was swollen shut. And then her and Paula decided to go ahead and spread rumors that she was pregnant. First of all, there's no way in hell girls can get pregnant. There's no way in hell. Now, God made Mary pregnant. But that's a different story. I mean, she made a stick of a damn cold ball up her vagina. For what reason, y'all? Y'all tell me what that reason is. Y'all leave a comment on my Facebook page. You don't diss nobody. No matter if you hurt a teenage child because you feel superior to them. If Sylvia Likens was around me and she was my child, I would take care of her the best way I knew how. I would take care of her and her sister like a woman of me. Her and Jenny Likens were treated like crap because Gertrude thought her children was way more better than she was. First of all, her kids kept getting in that trouble. Paul was pregnant 5 times. During the duration of the time Sylvia was getting killed. Unfortunately, little baby girl lost her life in 1965. She was malnourished, and she was hemorrhaging. Her blood was hemorrhaging in her brain. She was bleeding in her head. She didn't survive it. She didn't survive the beatings that Gertrude and her kids gave her. I mean, them kids was practicing judo flips on. They was using her as a damn punching bag. Coy Hubbard punched her 15 times. 15 times! Until she threw up on herself. Sylvia pissed on herself because she was worried for her sister. First of all, what the fuck were you thinking using your kids as weapons? Your kids are, I'm sorry, her kids are much, I ain't talking about Paula. I'm talking about the ones that's under her. Every kid under the age of 17 was all victims. Paula knew better. Paula knew fucking better. You're a grown ass woman. You should have fucking did something. Honestly, if I was in Paula's shoes, I would have took her to the damn hospital. I would have grabbed her little bruised body. And took it to the hospital and turned my mama into the cops. There was no such thing as I'm gonna get away with murder. But this is what really killed me. Trial began. A year later, after little baby Sylvia was buried. Sylvia was buried in 66. About 4 or 5 months later, the trial began. Gertrude was arrested for first degree murder. Good. But instead of her letting her serve a damn life sentence, they gave the bitch 20 years. She was arrested in 65, was released 20 years later. Paula got a few years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. I'm sorry, she was just as guilty as her mama. I'm sorry. John served a couple of years, became a minister, but died at the age of 56. Or 52 of diabetes, excuse me. Coy Hubbard was in and out of prison, in and out of trouble and all the rest of that shit. He finally died from a heart attack at age 56. Ricky Hives was only served only 8 years in prison for injury to a child. He died of lung cancer at the age of 21. Gertrude died in 1990, the year I was born. She's been gone for 29 years. And to be honest, I'm glad I never met the bitch. Because if it was me, and I would have saw her back then, she would have had her ass whooped. You don't fucking kill a kid because you feel like they said something about your damn kids. First of all, they should have went to Sylvia and asked her about it. Now, granted, Sylvia was a great girl. I'm sure she was. I bet she was a wonderful teenager. Just smiles, full of life. Getting out of high school and just doing her own thing. That's all she ever cared about. Her life was taken because a woman didn't have the, wasn't woman enough to go to the government and get her ass some damn help. If I was just one paying child support. I'm not saying that Sylvia got what she deserved. I don't believe she did. I don't think she got what she deserved. Now, a little girl died for nothing because some bitch decided to go ahead and take a life of somebody else. I don't believe in revenge. Spirit is somewhere on earth. Walking around Indiana trying to finish something. And unfortunately, little Jenny Ligon has lost her life in 2004 at the age of 54. She lost her life of a heart attack and stroke. Billy Likens died at 71. Benny Likens died years later. Daniel died at the age of 56 last year. Or 86 last year, excuse me. He was 86. He was in an interview that he felt guilty for not taking his sister to him. But according to friends and family, he was in the service by the time Sylvia was killed. And he had to fly home right away. Listen, if your abusive parents are listening to this, do yourself a favor. Turn yourself in. Stop hurting these kids. No wonder why half of these kids are fucking messed up in the head. No wonder. Because you crazy ass mothers and doofus ass fathers ain't woman enough or have the balls to go get some help. If you got anger issues, get some help before it gets worse. Look, I have anger issues myself. I totally understand how it feels to get so angry that you can't control yourself. But I'm getting help for that now. Go get some help before you lose yourself. Trust me, it ain't worth it. If you see a child being abused, go to the National Child Abuse Hotline at 1-800-4-CHILD. Give them a call. I'm sure they won't mind. Don't abuse a precious little bundle of joy because you're pissed off. Gertrude could have went to some friends and got some help. She could have went to some family and got herself some help. She could have even told Lester she can't take the girls in because she was having a hard time taking care of her children. But instead, she took the cheap route and decided to take them in anyway. I'm sorry, I got about 8-9 kids. I can't hardly take care of them, and I'm living in the most poorest part in the fucking state. Ain't no way in hell I'm gonna take in 2 more kids. There's no way. Because I wouldn't want that, my conscience. Now, this little girl is gone for no reason. Unfortunately, Sylvia was 16. She was just a couple months away from her 17th birthday when she passed away. She passed away on October 26, 1965. She didn't have to die for nothing. To all the parents, the good parents that's taking care of their kids, keep taking care of them. Protect your kids. Always remember that you're number one in their lives. You're their first teacher, their first mentor, their first way to love somebody. Teach them about God. Teach them that they are worth way more than anything in the world. Don't be away from your kids too long, because you never know what's going to happen to them. And don't pass them up to a stranger just because you feel like they're safe. First of all, check the person's background. If you don't need to kiss with anybody, check the background. Check and see if they have any sort of a criminal background. Check their history. Check everything. Check and see if they got kids of their own. And if they're lonely and they don't have any children, go through the proper steps to keep them with somebody. Don't just put them with anybody and not check their conditions of the house. Don't check if the condition of how the other kids are, if they have children. Don't leave your kids with anybody you don't trust. Because honestly me, if I was growing back in the 60s, I'd have told Gertrude like this, like, look, you're in no condition to take care of these two little girls. Give them to me. I'll take care of them. And she got one time to say to me, like, oh, I think I'll be all right. No, you're not. You can barely take care of yourself, Gertrude. What the hell make you think you're going to take care of two more little baby girls? You know what I mean? Because if I see a fat ass daughter around my house again, I'm going to kick her a fat ass. And this is one thing I didn't understand about the movie. The movie pissed me off. It's called American Crime Story. Catherine Kinnear and Miss Ellen Page. Ellen Page, you did an amazing job reenacting as Sylvia. You did a really good job. You did really good. You did really good. Catherine, you did really good playing Miss Gertrude Banasevsky. You know, crazy ass. So you did pretty good. So, I'll have you. James Franco, you did really good at playing Paul's little fiance. So, but like I said, if you have little itty bitty kids, special needs or otherwise, take care of your baby. Take care of your babies. Don't give them anybody just because you feel like, just because you're friends with them, that they'll take care of your kids. Don't do that. Take care of your babies. Take care of your kids. Because at the end of the day, they're gonna need you. You. They're gonna need you. Are they gonna cry a lot? Of course. Are they going to pee on themselves a lot? Yes, of course, especially when they're little. That's a damaging time for them. There's a couple other little cute little kids I want to talk to you about. Their names were Max and Saga. Genesis. They were born in the most richest part in lovable Sweden. Sweetest little kids, very cute little babies. They were cute. Max was born in 04. Little baby girl Saga was born 2 years later. Sweet kids. They were enjoying themselves. Happy little babies. Happy as ever. No abuse was going in the home or anything like that. Well, Emma and Mr. Nicholas, Janice did get a divorce around a few years later. And that's when things took a bad turn. Tony and Christine, they were this couple that lived in Germany. Turns out Christine is actually an American who traveled all the way from Seattle, Washington to Munich, Bavaria, Germany. That's where she was at, because she was actually in the military. Togny broke up with her because he felt like she wasn't stable enough to be with him, which is totally understandable. So he just fucking left. He didn't collect $200. He just went pew. Just left. And that's where he met Miss Emma. They met at a grocery store. She introduced him to her kids. Oh, and the kids loved him right away. Little Max and Saga. Saga and Max just clutched onto him right then and there. He loved those babies that they were his own. They loved him. So, Tony went to work that day. It was like a few months later. He went to work one day. Left Emma with the kids. And then the kids was just enjoying themselves, just being a happy family and everything like that. Well, Christine found out that Tarpany and Emma were dating. So she packed up and went to Sweden. She found out where they lived, and they all answered the door. Beautiful redhead Emma and two little blonde babies, Max and Sago, answered the door. Next thing they knew, they were getting attacked. Max was hit first. Well, Emma was hit first, excuse me. She was hit 15 times. And just tumbled onto the floor. She gave Max the same treatment. He was hit 25 times with a fucking hammer. A hammer that you bang nails with. And when I'm just looking at this video, I'm looking like, really? Little boy wasn't even 4 years old yet. Little Saga ran in her room and hid. She stayed there for like 2-3 hours while her big brother and her mama was getting beaten. Finally, Christine took all her frustration and anger on little baby Saga because she was prettier than she was. Christine was a tall woman with brown hair and a mustache so damn thick, you'll think she looked like Eddie Murphy, I swear to God. She beat Little Saga 35 times, bludgeoned her. She kicked her baby's stomach, almost cracked her baby feet open. She gave this little girl 3 cracked ribs and 15 blunt forces to her fucking head. Baby girl wasn't even 2 yet. She wasn't even 2. And Christine left. She went back to her hotel and tried to go back to Germany. When they found her at the airport, they arrested her. A neighbor found the 3 little bodies. She found Emma and Max's body by the door. Went into the room and found little baby Saga just bleeding to death. Bleeding. Unfortunately, all 3 of them died the same day. It was a memorial burial for them. Emma was buried next to her 2 little babies. My point is this. 3 lives lost for nothing because some bitch was jealous that her ex-boyfriend decided to go and be with another woman. To be honest, I don't condone what she did. I'm not condoning it because I'm really pissed off about that story. But what tripped me out was, why didn't you just go after your boyfriend? Oh wait, your ex, excuse me. Guys, take care of yourselves out there. If you're a wonderful mother and you live in another country, do not live no more than 1,000 feet. Do not live less than 1,000 feet away from the bitch who your boyfriend was actually dating at the time, and he didn't want to be with her no more. Mothers, if you have men in your lives that are very abusive towards you or kids or anything like that, leave. Ain't that much damn love in the world. Leave. Tracy Thurman went through that same crap that Emma Genestick was going through, except she survived and Emma didn't. That's the difference. I'm watching stories of these kids and my heart and my blood just boiled. Like, you know how you put water on the stove and you're boiling for noodles or hot dogs or whatever? And your blood just all of a sudden just start bubbling. That's how I felt about these kids. Their poor little kids was getting abused for no reason. Because the mothers didn't have fucking sense enough to fucking leave. And the men didn't have the fucking balls to control themselves. Let's just keep that shit 100, okay? Love your children. Don't abuse them to the point where they're killed for no damn. Daniel Pelka. little foreign boy from Germany, right? His mama wasn't taking good care of him. She kept using drugs around the little boy, and she kept this guy around for many, many years. Her name was Magdalena, and her boyfriend was named Maros. Can't pronounce his name right, but that's how I pronounce it. Magdalena did not have the damn sense to protect his damn background, because she felt that he was safe enough to be around her. I mean, to be around him. First of all, I don't give a damn how handsome the guy is. If I got kids, I'm gonna be careful about who I pick to be around my kids. Let's just be real. I mean, this motherfucker just abused this little baby boy. He was so gorgeous too. Blonde haired, blue eyed, very cute. Very cute little munchkin. He was a little cutie pet. He was killed for no damn reason. Only because her boyfriend was jealous that he was getting all the damn attention. He's a kid. He's supposed to get fucking attention. I mean, what planet do you live on? I mean, really? My question is, this little boy was so damn cute. Why the fuck would you kill a little kid because you was jealous because he was getting all the attention? And? First of all, I'm glad one day in that motherfucker, because I would have said like this. Excuse me, my baby's supposed to get all the goddamn attention. He's my baby. He's always gonna be my little dude. Before I would pay attention, yo dumb ass. See, that's the fucking problem. These women will put these dumb, muscle-bound, dickhead motherfuckers above their own kids. Kids was gonna be there for them for life. You know that whole, I'm just gonna do this and that, blah, blah. No. I'm gonna give out a warning to all the mothers and all the fathers out there. If you see somebody that's being abusive to your children, if you own the house you live in or whatever, kick that ass out. Kick them out and tell them to go kick rocks. Fathers, if you see a female being abusive towards your child, throw her ass out the house. Now, if it's wifey, go in court and divorce her. Do it the right way. But she's girlfriend, tell her to go bounce, go kick rocks. If you're a parent, your instincts are going to kick in. If you're a foster parent, your instincts are going to kick in. Your gut is going to go into overdrive when it comes to kids. I don't have any children. I want to adopt kids someday, but honestly, I feel like this. Take care of the kids you have now. You never know who you're raising. Now, Gertrude's little brood of kids, half of them gone. Half of them. And the ones that are alive, they decide to go somewhere else. I'm sorry, but little Sylvia's little ghost is gonna haunt y'all for the rest of your lives. I'm sorry. All y'all had to do was apologize to the girl. All y'all had to do was ask her if she said the things about Paul or not. All y'all had to do was make sure that her and her sister were straight. But no, y'all decided to go ahead and follow the little dumb bitch rule and just beat the crap out of her. First of all, I don't care how you wanna slice it and dice it. No kid deserves to get abused. No kid deserves it. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. No kid deserves to be abused. Anyway, that's all the time I have for today. This will be a 5-part series. I'm going to call this day Child Abuse Day. Child Abuse Awareness Day, excuse me. There will be more kids I'll talk about in the future. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of your children. Love them as you will love yourself. Don't hurt a child just because you feel like you can. Protect them. Keep them from danger. And like I said, if that person is dangerous and they live in your home, kick that ass out. Leave their ass where they were staying. And just give them an honest man. Either get some fucking help, I'm gonna leave your ass. I don't care how you want to slice it and dice it. And they start going, oh baby, please don't change. Fuck that. Leave. Leave! Don't collect $200. Don't take their ass back. Don't do this and that. Leave that ass. And leave them alone. And tell them, I don't give a damn if you are trying to get your shit together. You're gonna stay the fuck away from me and my kid. Period. But anyway, y'all take care of yourselves and your kids. And also, keep your kids well fed. Keep them clothed. Keep giving them water. Because ain't no human made out of a fucking battery. I don't care if y'all hate those guys. All by the way, guys, there is this new so-called chip coming out next year. And they're gonna try to suck that into your brain. If y'all see a motherfucker coming near you with a goddamn computer chip, whatever the hell you wanna do, run off! Don't even talk to them. Slam the door in their face if you have to. If it's from Neuralink, don't answer the door. And if they try to come after you, soundproof your house. Because you don't wanna hear that shit. Anyway, that's all the time I have for today. You guys take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you guys around the next show. Like I said, take care of your children. You never know who you're raising. Deuces.